A massive study of 99 million COVID vaccinated people has just wrapped up, and the results are pretty startling, at least to my eyes. I'm no cardiologist, though. Here is how the mainstream media is covering this study. Here's the Washington Times headline. Study of 99 million COVID vaccinated people finds links to brain and heart problems. And then here's Forbes magazine. Here's their headline. COVID vaccines linked to small increase in heart and brain disorders, study finds, but risk from infection is far higher. So you got to really worry about the COVID. Make sure the COVID is top of your mind. Cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough knows a thing or two about the heart. So let's let him weigh in on this study. Doctor, great to see you. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So your initial response upon seeing this 99 million patient results?
Yeah, you know, I'm trained as an epidemiologist, so I'm very skilled at looking at risks. And just to give people some guideposts, any relative risk or hazard ratio or odds ratio, these are measures of association. Anything more than 1.2 on safety is concerning. Most of the risks described here are in the 2 to 3-fold increased risk range. These are astronomical, thinking that the data were truncated just at 42 days. So anything more than 42 days wasn't counted. That there's underreporting. People who come in with these problems are not recognized due to the vaccine, so they're simply not reported. So there's underreporting. And lastly, they weren't age stratified. So the myocarditis is the big ticket issue. So myocarditis really peaks in men ages 18 to 24. So if the overall risk for myocarditis was in the 2 to 3 or over 3 range, it must be astronomical for young men ages 18 to 24 taking the vaccine. So I wouldn't consider these small. I think the editorialists and the authors tried to minimize this. This study indicates and confirms what we've seen all over the world.
This is an unbelievable. I mean, would you say this size, 99 million, is a pretty good study sample size here?
It's large. Don't forget, they estimate now that the world has, in a sense, been double vaccinated, over 13 billion doses given. Roughly 7 to 8 billion in the world. Not everybody took them. So about two-thirds took them, multiple doses, a third didn't. But the countries that participated in this study were ones that were largely heavily vaccinated, the countries that had socialized systems. So they had pretty good data systems, including the UK, Finland, other countries. The United States was not in this one.
It's remarkable. You also, of course, published a recent study along with Nathaniel Mead, who's been a guest here on our show. And can you talk about that? What does your data show there compared to what we're seeing in these results?
The data are cohesive. We reviewed the clinical trials program of Pfizer when we include all the deaths and adverse events, serious adverse events, from the intent to randomize all the way through the briefing booklet, counting the data even from the data cutoff to the FDA presentation. There was a 3.7-fold increased risk of serious cardiac adverse events with Pfizer. That's compared to placebo. So that's the cleanest comparison we have. Sure enough, look at the risks in this study. They're in that 2 to 3 to 4-fold increased risk. So it's all cohesive. Now, the Mead study recently, a Dr. Turges, who is an unpublished Springer editorial group research and integrity officer, is threatening to retract the Mead paper based on his own false claims. He's overriding the editors of the paper. This is really, you know, breaking news. An average paper in Curious gets about 2,700 reads. We're at 300,000 reads. And we think Turges is basically under pressure from the vaccine lobby to pull our paper.
Wow. Well, you know a thing or two about being under the pressure of the vaccine lobby, of course. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable what's been happening, of course, to doctors who've been canceled and censored and blocked in this. Do you think we'll see any kind of movement given this study, this large scale study, the 99 million study or the Mead study, that we'll actually pull these things off the shelf?
We're seeing greater movement. You know, I testified in Congress on January 12th, 2024, and I quoted the Rasmussen survey out that day, where 53% of Americans think the vaccines are causing serious adverse events leading to large numbers of deaths. That's 53%. We saw Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, in a sense, question Peter Marks of the FDA very strongly on vaccine safety. Marx was backpedaling, indicating they really didn't have a handle on safety. Now we have calls from myself in the U.S. Senate and in Congress and in the European Parliament, the World Council for Health, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, and out today on my Substack, the Health Advisory Research Team in the UK, all calling for global withdrawal of the COVID-19 vaccines, not safe for human use.
I mean, you've seen in Bloomberg, I just read a Forbes headline. They continue to push this narrative that it's just small and that the number of vaccine injuries is small. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. And then, of course, we see these massive multi-million dollar commercials from Pfizer during NFL games and so forth. So the marketing arm of this is massive.
It is. And they are attempting to whitewash a consumer product safety debacle. Remember the CDC VSafe data, 10 million Americans reporting in, 7.7% acutely get so sick with the vaccines, they have to go to the urgent care, ER, or be hospitalized. So we're talking about somewhere between 5 to 10% of patients who take the vaccines are indeed injured or have severe side effects. This cannot be covered up forever. There's tremendous public resistance to taking any more shots. I think the liability dam at some point in time is going to break, whether it's on those who mandated the vaccines, those who procured them, distributed them, administered them. At some point in time, this consumer product safety debacle will become fully exposed.
I'll get you out of here on this, Doctor, which is over the past few days, we've heard from Russia that what the United States is planning on doing in Ukrainian biolabs and manipulating viruses. And we heard from Tedros at the World Health Organization, of course, about disease X and what they're planning for. What do you make of all of this? Are we getting ready? Are we sort of girding ourselves for another pandemic that these guys are about to roll out on all of us here? And I mean, when you think about the virology, you think about what's happening at these bio labs and what Russia says in this, what do you make of all of this? Can you kind of sort through it for us?
Gain-of-function research, that is to make a designer microbe, in this case a virus that's more infectious and more lethal, is now in overdrive. These are broadly funded in biolabs all over the world. The biopharmaceutical complex is now analogous to the old military-industrial complex. So instead of kinetic weaponry and defense systems, we're talking about biological threats and countermeasures, that is, vaccines and therapeutics. And those working in these biolabs, heavily funded by governments, research agencies, and foundations, those who hold the threats and the countermeasures, they hold power. And there's tremendous amounts of money involved. I think the entire world's population now is at risk for these biolabs. I say shut them down. Shut down gain-of-function research. This is not science for science's sake. This is the new way that human populations and countries now are, in a sense, threatening one another with these, in a sense, new arsenal of weapons.
Would you say these biolabs are one of the greatest threats to humanity?
Well, we've already seen it happen once, right? So the coronavirus, clearly a gain-of-function research designed to do this, to infect the entire world, make it sick. Sadly, people lost their lives. To make matters worse, we have a vaccine that just mimics the spike protein on the virus, causing more death and disability. This has been a total disaster. I agree. I think this is a much greater threat right now than the nuclear war or kinetic war. And whether it's by intention or by accident, there's too many of these biolabs. They're not inventory. There's no safety standards. By the way, these are just occurring in the United States. This is in Europe. This is not just in underdeveloped or faraway countries. Gain-of-function research is not outlawed in countries. The federal funding ban just dealt with NIH-funded projects, foundation-funded projects are going on all over the United States. I think everybody should be asking questions, putting pressure on their leaders to get these safety hazards out of their backyard.
Well said, as always. Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you for your incredible work. As always, we appreciate it. Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.